Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This morning, House Speaker Robert DeLeo unveiled a comprehensive bill aimed at revamping the state's already tough gun legislation.
I've learned that while Massachusetts has some very strong gun laws, we can still make improvements to make our state a safer place. This bill does exactly that.
It's the most ambitious effort at reform in the past two decades, and it's been in the works since the Newtown Elementary School shootings 2 years ago. WBUR reporter Asma Khalid was at its unveiling this morning, and she joins us now in the studio. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Sasha.
And would you first tell us the outlines of this bill? What would it do?
Well, it's an extremely long, comprehensive piece of legislation. I actually brought it with me into the studio. It's literally 50 sections, so I'll just highlight a few that I think are particularly important. One is that it mandates Massachusetts enter records of mental health commitments into the federal background check database. It is also going to require that all secondary handgun sales occur at the location at a location that's operated by a licensed firearm dealer. And this particularly deals with gun sales. Say if I had a gun and I wanted to sell it to you, sort of regulating that secondary market. It would also require that gun owners, when they're renewing their license, would have to take stock, take an inventory of their guns. And this is because we were told there have been reports that guns have been going missing, and people are saying, well, we had, 10 guns, but we don't know what happened to them. So this bill would also then increase the penalty for a failure to report any lost or stolen firearms.
Asma, related to the Boston Marathon bombings, it's been reported that the gun used by those suspects, the Sarnaya brothers, was purchased from criminals in Maine, and that's the case with many guns used in crimes committed in Massachusetts. Is there anything in this bill that would deal with that interstate problem?
From my understanding, no. And in fact, Speaker DeLeo was asked about that very issue of guns being trafficked across state lines because, there are a number of guns, as you mentioned. In 2012, I think more than half the guns that were used here in Massachusetts in crimes actually came from other states. So Speaker DeLeo says that he really feels this needs to ultimately be resolved in some way by the federal government.
Ultimately, gun violence must be addressed at the national level. In the face of continued absence of federal leadership, leaders in state government have to step up wherever we can.
Now, this bill does add some requirements for greater tracking of weapons used in crimes, right? So how would that work?
And this is sort of tied, actually, to this issue of interstate guns and guns being trafficked across state lines. And that's particularly because when they first began some of this research, they were saying, we believe that, X percentage of guns were coming from New Hampshire and Maine. And some of that data seemed to change over the years with an increasing number of guns actually being used in crimes that originated here in Massachusetts. Jack McDevitt, who is a dean at Northeastern University, he chaired the Committee to Reduce Firearm Violence, and this is a panel that was offering advice in terms of crafting this legislation, and he outlined exactly how this would work.
The legislation does ask that all guns recovered in crime from any community be traced. That's not happening now. So this way, we'll have a more comprehensive picture to be able to let law enforcement and also members of the academic community who do research in guns be able to sort of help draw that picture of where they're coming from, what kinds of guns are coming in, how are they being transferred around.
And they would also be required to then submit that data to the state police, and an annual report would be offered every year, giving us a better picture of where guns are coming from.
Is there opposition to this bill?
There is. I spoke with Jim Wallace. He's the executive director of the Gun Owners Action League, and he said he's opposed to several provisions in the bill. He even suggested splitting the bill into two parts, one for mental health provisions, which he says he does support, and the other for the gun trafficking provisions. He was particularly against one piece of it called the so-called suitability checks.
One of the things that really bothers me is expanding the suitability clause to firearms identification cards. The suitability clause, as far as a license to carry, has probably been one of the most widely abused pieces of law as far as firearms in Massachusetts, resulting in lawsuits all over the state constantly. And to expand that, I think, is just a real problem. It's a real non-starter for us.
And that suitability clause, what he's referring to is a sort of discretion given by various administrators in terms of determining who is actually suitable to carry a gun. And in this case right now, he believes, or the legislation suggests, that it should be expanded to not only handguns, but also to shotguns and rifles.
The current legislative session wraps up in July. What's the likelihood this will get passed before the end of the session?
Well, Speaker DeLeo is very optimistic. He believes that there are the votes in the House to get this through. I heard that from other members of the House. They say there will certainly be debate on this, but they believe the legislation will pass the House and pass it in relatively consistent form. And they are optimistic it'll get to the governor by the end of July.
That's Asma Khalid. She's a reporter for WBUR. Asma, thank you.
Thank you.